Hopes are fading fast of coaxing Tehran back into serious nuclear talks. European Union officials failed last week to persuade Iran's new hardline administration to agree on a date to resume negotiations in Vienna over reviving a 2015 pact President Barack Obama struck with Tehran. Since the election 4 months ago of an ultra-conservative cleric to the Iranian presidency, Tehran has said it is ready to restart talks soon, but has avoided picking a specific date. Meantime, Western officials are becoming increasingly alarmed about Iran's nuclear activities. Security analysts calculate Iran is just a month away from being able to produce a bomb's worth of highly enriched uranium. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Latin America this week to discuss ways to tackle irregular migration as Colombia hosts nearly 2 million Venezuelan migrants and Ecuador also hosts a large number. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said in a statement that Blinken spoke Tuesday with Chile's foreign minister and Colombia's vice president and thanked them for co-hosting Wednesday's migration ministerial in Bogota, and for, quote, granting temporary protective status to nearly 2 million Venezuelan migrants, end quote. In a separate statement, he said Blinken spoke with Chile's foreign minister and expressed his appreciation for participating in Wednesday's meeting and for, quote, Chile's ongoing support for refugees and migrants from the region, particularly from Venezuela and Haiti, end quote. Venezuela is said to be high on the agenda as Blinken visits Ecuador and Colombia this week, his first visit to South America as the top U.S. diplomat. This is VOA News. The virus hit Egina Banner in North China's Inner Mongolia has closed ports, shut